Welcome back to our special series, Vagabond Shorts. Think of these as quick, handy episodes, perfect for a travel snack. They are designed to complement our regular in-depth travel episodes that I hope you like, which I'll keep delivering every Tuesday. So sit back and enjoy these bite-sized nuggets of travel wisdom, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Yesterday, we were exploring the well-trodden paths of Buenos Aires, visiting the 7 must-see attractions. They're all spectacular, but let's be honest, a bit on the touristy side. So today we're taking a different turn, diving deep into the city's secret spots and hidden gems. The places that don't always make it into the guidebooks, but are loved by locals and in-the-know travelers. So if you're craving a taste of the real Buenos Aires, away from the crowded landmarks, you're in the right place. And as I'm recording this, I'm actually here in Buenos Aires, and I think it's safe to say that this is one of my favorite cities in the world. My name is Palabo, and this is the Radio Vagabond, Buenos Aires Uncovered, non-touristy spots you've never heard of.
This is the Radio Vagabond.
First, here are some fun, surprising facts about Buenos Aires that most people don't know.
Fun facts about this place.
It's a bookworm's dream. Buenos Aires has the highest number of bookshops per capita in the world. And one of these actually made it onto this list that I'm going to give you in a minute. Its Avenida Nuevo de Julio is so wide, it's the widest avenue in the world, spanning a staggering 140 meters, 460 feet, and it has a total of 22 lanes if you count both the main lanes and the service lanes alongside it. You might need a lunch break to cross it. The obelisk, a monument standing tall at around 67.5 meters, 221 feet, made headlines in 2005 when it was covered with a giant pink condom. This event was a part of a campaign to promote awareness about HIV and AIDS and to encourage the use of condoms. Talk about safe monuments. Buenos Aires is a pet paradise, with pets outnumbering people. You can say that it's less concrete jungle and more furry wonderland. Often you see dog walkers with 8 to 12 dogs on the streets. If you think that football is the national sport, think again. It is pato, think polo, but with a twist and fewer sticks. Buenos Aires has a high number of psychologists per capita, making it a city where visiting a therapist is quite normalized and widespread. The pink color of the Casa Rosada might be cow's blood. This is a theory that's rooted in historical building practices. You see, in the past, it was not uncommon to mix lime with blood from animals, such as cows, to create a durable paint that could withstand the elements. But if this method was used specifically for the Casa Rosada, or if the building's color was chosen purely for symbolic and aesthetic reasons, remains a topic of discussion.
And that was
Fun Facts.
These facts reveal a quirky, fascinating side of Buenos Aires, a city that's not only culturally rich, but also full of surprises. In a few seconds, let's dive into the secret non-touristy spots. This episode is supported in part by Hotels25.com. It's a website that gives you the best prices on hotel rooms, guest houses, and hostels around the world, and now also flights. Yes, you can now also search and find the best prices for your next flights. Go to Hotels25.com.
You can follow Palabo on his Facebook page. Join the conversation about traveling and being a digital nomad. You can also see pictures, videos, and stories that don't necessarily make it into the podcast. Simply search for the Radio Vagabond.
Number one, the Cabildo. Picture an old-timey, two-story white building standing tall with its clock tower. A bit overshadowed by its glitzy neighbors, but still a treasure trove of Spanish colonial stories. Inside, it's all about dusky old relics and paintings whispering tales of the past. A fun fact, it used to be a jail. Now it's more hush-hush among artifacts. And the terrace? perfect for some vintage-style snaps with Plaza de Mayo in the backdrop. Number two, let's meet Galería Güemes, Buenos Aires's hidden architectural star. It's a novo art beauty, quietly rivaling the Eiffel Tower. Once the tallest around, stepping in feels like wandering into a 20th century novel. Imagine period elevators, a glass dome, and bronze splendor. A bonus tidbit, the Little Prince author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, once called it home. Are you brave to climb to the 14th floor with the breathtaking views? It's worth every step. Number three is nestled within Buenos Aires. Parque El Rosedal stands as a hidden gem, captivating visitors with its enchanting beauty. As you enter this park, you're greeted by a symphony of colors and fragrances from over 18,000 rose bushes, meticulously arranged in stunning patterns. The air is alive with a gentle hum of bees and the chirping of birds, adding to the park's tranquil ambience. The pathways lead you through the lush greenery, adorned with sculptures and fountains that evoke a sense of serenity and wonder. The centerpiece of the park, the Andalusian patio, transports you to Spain with its intricate tilework and elegant design. Whether you're taking a leisurely stroll, enjoying a picnic by the lake, or simply basking in the beauty of nature, Parque El Rosedal offers a peaceful retreat from the bustling city life. Its hidden charm and breathtaking landscapes make it a beloved oasis for locals and a delightful discovery for visitors seeking a quiet place in the urban jungle. Number four, tucked away in the Retiro neighborhood, La Casa de los Azulejos, the House of Tiles, is easy to miss until it isn't. And you do a double take and go, wait, was that house covered in tiles? One glance and you're whisked away to Milan, because it was actually brought from there. It's a slice of Italy in Buenos Aires, without the gelato and pasta. This colorful building offers a perfect backdrop for your next viral photo. It's a small but mighty testament to the city's love for the extraordinary in the ordinary. Before we move on with the list, let's take a brief detour. If you're planning a visit to Buenos Aires, knowing where to stay is key for a safe and immersive experience. So I have three suggestions. First, Palermo, a vibrant and trendy area, perfect for those who love a lively atmosphere, full of cafes, shops, and nightlife. It's relatively safe and offers a modern taste of Buenos Aires. For a more upscale experience, choose Recoleta. It's also pretty safe, rich in history and culture, and close to major cultural sites like the Recoleta Cemetery. And finally, San Telmo, where you can experience the old charm of Buenos Aires. It's bohemian, historic, and vibrant, especially during the Sunday market. Each neighborhood has its own unique charm, ensuring your visit in Buenos Aires is as enchanting as the city itself. In one of my latest days, I was in an Airbnb in Palermo. I highly recommend this place and the host, Ignacio. If you end up going, say hi from me. I put the link to this Airbnb on the blog post for this episode on theradiovagabond.com.
This is the Radio Vagabond podcast.
Back to the list. For number five, you step into Buenos Aires's oldest church, just a stone throw away from Plaza de Mayo. It's called Parroquia San Ignacio de Loyola and is no ordinary chapel. It's a historical giant in disguise. Walking in is like time traveling to 1686. The church, draped in old-world charm, offers a serene escape from the city bus, and its main altar is a 17th-century showstopper. Roaming its sacred halls feels like uncovering a secret chapter of the city's history, whispered through ancient prayers. Let's hit the drums for number six, La Bomba de Tiempo. Experience the electrifying rhythms of La Bomba de Tiempo at their weekly show every Monday at Ciudad Cultural Conex in Buenos Aires. Join the pulsating crowd as drummers take the stage, creating an infectious energy that fills the air. With vibrant melodies and captivating beats, the audience becomes part of the rhythm-making, dancing, and celebrating in the lively atmosphere. They have been doing this show every Monday since 2006. You'll be a witness to a vibrant display of percussion talents when drummers of all ages and backgrounds come together, creating an electrifying atmosphere with their synchronized beats and infectious energy. Each performance is unique, with improvisation playing a key role to make sure no two shows are ever the same. So really, don't miss this unforgettable experience of Argentine percussion music at La Bomba de Tiempo Monday Night Extravaganza. I was there a few weeks ago, and what you hear in the background was actually recorded with me standing right in the middle of the crowd. Remember to skip the lines by getting your tickets on labombadetiempo.com. Link in the blog post. And finally, number 7. Truly interesting. A theater that's been turned into a bookstore. El Ateneo Gran Splendid is a captivating blend of literature and history. What was once a grand theater, hosting breathtaking performances, has now been transformed into one of the world's most fascinating bookstores. Walking through its doors feels like stepping into a literary wonderland where the magic of literature meets the grandeur of architecture. With its ornate ceilings, balconies in several layers that used to be where theater guests would watch the show, and a cafe on the former stage, it offers a unique experience that celebrates both literature and culture. So whether you're a bookworm seeking your next read, or a traveler exploring Buenos Aires' landmarks, a visit to El Ateneo Gran Splendid promises an unforgettable journey through the pages of both past and present. And that wraps up our Buenos Aires Off the Beaten Path tour. These spots are the city's heart and soul, hidden away from the typical tourist bus. Have you discovered your own hidden gems in Buenos Aires? I'm curious. Share them with me on my Facebook page or by sending me a message on theradiovagabond.com/contact. And if this episode inspired you, why not share it with other travelers? Remember the regular travel episodes every Tuesday? I just put out 2 episodes from Rwanda, and on Tuesday we're going to its sister country and the poorest country in the world, Burundi. My name is Palabo, and I gotta keep moving. See ya!